Hi, everyone. We are continuing through the book of James, and today we're looking at James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, just as a reminder of some of the things that we covered yesterday, we introduced a lot of this book of James, is that James isn't really written as like one flowing, like overarching theme, except for the theme of living under faith. And by that, I mean these passages don't necessarily connect a lot, right? And again, like I mentioned yesterday, James is written like wisdom literature, like the Proverbs. And if you read Proverbs, there's many chapters of Proverbs where it's just like a list of Proverbs that might as well be like bullet pointed. And so in some ways, James 1 is a little bit like that. And so yesterday's passage, James was talking about counting trials and testing to be joy and letting those trials produce steadfastness. Steadfastness that leads to perfection and completeness, leads us to trusting more in Jesus. When we come to today's passage, it doesn't seem to relate that much, at least at first. There's some connection, but it's not a lot. Our connection, our passage today is pretty simply an exhortation to ask God for wisdom. Now, it's not about like perseverance anymore. It's just about how we need to go to God in faith and ask for wisdom. Now, I think the connection to the previous passage, though, is that when James is talking about asking for wisdom, it's in the context of trials and testing. And as we understand what happens in the early church, it's probably in the context of being persecuted as well. And so what I think James is getting at is like when we're going through trials, in these times of trials and testing, all the more we need to ask God for wisdom. Now, when James talks about wisdom here, we shouldn't think about it like going to the old man with like the beard, the white hair, white beard, in a movie where like they drop these pearls of wisdom. The Master Yoda, if you will say something that is like profound, but you don't really understand it, right? That's not the wisdom that James is talking about. Wisdom is this true biblical wisdom. Like at its core, it's like a lived out knowledge of how to live the good life. That's essentially what wisdom points to in the Bible, is how to have true joy and purpose. And to connect to yesterday's passage, it's how to be complete and perfect. It's lived out. It's not just words that sound good. It's how you are to live. That's wisdom. And so what I think this passage is getting at is that when it comes to living in the midst of trials and persecution, we need wisdom. We need to know how to live the good life in the midst of trials. Because when we're going through difficult times, our lives are thrown off. Things are confusing. Things are just different. And what we need is wisdom. And so as we're in this pandemic, right, we're all in different ways facing some sort of trial. And what we need from God is wisdom and how to spend our time, how to work, how to be productive, how to have purpose, how to spend our money, like how to deal with whatever situations are coming with us, right? Now, before this pandemic, of course we needed wisdom then too, but we could actually trust ourselves a little bit more because our lives were a bit more predictable, a lot more in our control. And perhaps this is like the most important connection to the previous passage, is that this is where we need to consider it a joy to be in trials, because it's when we're in the trials, in the testing, Jesus is inviting us to surrender that control and to trust and depend upon him and his wisdom. Now, in the last few verses of our passage today, James talks about doubt. And what he's encouraging us to do is right to ask God in faith, right? Asking God for wisdom, asking in faith, knowing, trusting that God is generous and will give us wisdom. And he says, ask in faith with no doubt. Now that seems hard, right? That seems like difficult, because if we're honest, We all have doubts, right? We all encounter those kind of things. So does it mean like we're like, oh, forget it, we can't do this? No. This is where we have to be careful to not think about these things in our Western, like 21st century context. I think doubt here, maybe a better way to think about it, might be the lack of trust, right? And that's in contrast to the faith he talks about, which I think can be better thought of here as trust, as dependence or allegiance. It's not just like a faith tradition or like trying to believe a lot in your heart and mind. It's trusting. It's depending. And to doubt in this case then is to not depend, is to not trust that God is abundant, that God will keep on giving and generously to us. And so James' exhortation here is to go to God in our trials and struggles and ask for wisdom and trust that God will respond. Depend on Jesus as you go to him and know that he'll give generously. Now, in this case, if we doubt, it means that we're not trusting Jesus. Our lives, like we're not trusting that in him, which means that we are trusting in something else. We're trusting maybe in ourselves or what the world tells us or some other kind of wisdom, some other thing that or idea that tells us what the good life is about. And when we trust in anything that's not Jesus, what we learn is that our lives are unstable. That's what he says right here. And that's what we see in the Sermon on the Mount, which I talked about yesterday, right? It's like building your house on the sand. It's not stable. It won't last. And so this day, as we consider this passage, let us go to the Lord. Let us go to God and ask for wisdom. Let's ask for wisdom today in whatever whatever small things or big trials that we have today. Let's ask for wisdom. Let's ask for just help from God to live the good life this day. And when we do this, let's not doubt. Let's not trust in the things of this world, trust in like different ideas, trust in our own hearts even, but let's trust Jesus in faith, not with like no doubts in our minds at all, but just with faith, trusting, believing, leaning upon Jesus and knowing that and discovering even more so that he is like the most stable way. He is the rock of our lives. Let's pray for our hearts through this. Jesus, we just pray for wisdom this day. We pray for faith. Help us to depend upon you in our trials and our struggles, and help us to see and know that with you we have everything we need. Lord, we trust that you will give generously. So help us, God. Forgive us for our doubts. Forgive us for all the ways that we turn back to the things of this world. Give us faith, Lord, to trust in you in everything. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray.